If it were done, when 'twere done, 'twere best it were done quickly. Do it fast, sir. I don't want him to suffer. He's such a nice man.
Hey, what's wrong with him?
Takes off the hat and beard.
Well, I guess this is the tip for the doorman. Bill seems to want to get it to him in a hurry. I better get going.
Hello? Oh, hi there, Mr. Hollingsworth. Pardon me, the door was open.
Oh, come in. I was just going off to find you.
Oh, I've got a case of scotch for you, right?
And I've got something for you, too. Here's a little show of gratitude from Mrs. Hollingsworth and myself.
Oh, well, I can't tell you how I appreciate it, Mr. H. You know how difficult things can be at the holiday season, financially, I mean.
Yes, I do know. That is something I definitely know. Well, I've got something I need to take care of outside.
You're not going to play the numbers again, are you, Mr. Hollingsworth?
Well, of course not. How would you ask that?
Well, you always play the numbers, and you always lose.
I do, don't I? Well, I'm done with all that now.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. I don't have any more money.
That works every time.
You have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Mr. Hollingsworth. Hey, you too!
Opens the envelope.
Oh, please. Let there be at least $100 in here so that I can make January some... Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Thank you, God! Thank you, Mr. Hollingsworth! Thank you, Santa Claus! Thank you! Thank you! Oh, my God!
In front of the building.
Oh, my God! I'm freezing my bazookas off! I know I should go home, but I'm not spending Christmas Eve by myself.
George exits the building in his full Santa costume.
Oh, excuse me.
Bugsy! What, are you just gonna walk right past me?
Take her off.
I've waited a long time to hear you say that. Twice! Well, that's two more times than I ever thought I'd get.
Do I know you?
Oh, I get it. You're already in character.
I'm sorry about that.
Not so fast, Sam. While I got you here, I'm going to tell you what I want for Christmas.
Well, I really am in a bit of a hurry.
What? Are you playing the numbers again?
Who told you that?
Right. Like it takes a psychic. I told you to lay off the numbers.
I don't recall you telling me that, but everyone else certainly has.
So you don't recall me saying that? To be a convenience.
It's okay. I have a really strong feeling this time.
You always have a strong feeling. Always.
I really do this time.
All right, go ahead. But you bet my birthday like I told you the last time.
When's your birthday?
You're really starting to tee me off there. It's December 25th. It ain't that hard to remember.
I'll do that. 12:25. Copy.
Not so fast, Buster. I didn't tell you what I want for Christmas.
Well, I really have to go. I'm so sorry.
Do it!
I've been a good girl.
So I was told last night.
She shoves him onto the bench and sits on his lap.
What can I get you for Christmas?
Well, there's this guy, and I really love him a lot. And we've been going together for a really long time now. And I want more than anything in the world for him to ask me to marry him. For Christmas.
I don't know if that's something that I can actually control.
If you can't, Santa, who can?
I'll tell you what. There's a party on the 17th floor. I know the man who's giving it pretty well. Why don't you go up and have some eggnog and enjoy yourself?
You're inviting me to a party on Park Avenue?
Yes, I am.
Well, this is a Christmas miracle. You're getting a kiss, Santa.
Well, that's really not necessary.
Charlene plants a big one on him through the beard.
Merry Christmas.
It certainly is, isn't it?
Now, you go back my birthday.
Will do. And you go up to the 17th floor.
You don't have to tell me twice.
She enters the building.
Well, isn't that something?
Well, isn't this something? All these people, and I don't think I know three of them. Who made up the guest list?
You did, madam.
What, did I do a random check of the phone book?
It would appear so. At least they all look happier than your daughter and me.
What's the matter with you?
I've made a questionable moral judgment, madam. I've gotten in a rather sticky situation, and I'm afraid it will end badly.
Good thing you have a job. Oh, that reminds me. Here's your notice. I'm afraid we have to let you go.
On Christmas?
Well, it's better than New Year's.